one of our great sponsors, Scott from S&I Remodeling. What have we known each other about 10 years now, Scott?
It's been about 10 years. We've been advertising with you pretty consistently for about that long.
In an educated market like the Madison and Dane County area, they do a lot of homework. So if they're spending $30,000 on a car, which, by the way, isn't even an expensive car by today's standards, they do a lot of homework and they're reading up on it. They need to have the same due diligence when they put $30,000 into their home, right?
Oh, for sure. And probably more so because these people are coming into your home. You know, if you don't know who the guys are that, you know, if it's a good contractor or not, and he's coming into your home, you know, it's at least with the car dealer, you're going down and picking up the car and driving it home. The salesman isn't coming to your house and coming into your home.
Right.
You really want to just make sure that you know you're doing, you know, work with a good company that's, you know, been around and knows what they're doing.
What separates S&I Remodeling from other home contractors?
I think part of it is that, you know, I'm dealing with the day-to-day. I'm the business owner. I also deal with the clients. I give them, you know, my cell number when we're in the middle of a project, so in case they got something that goes haywire, they can get a hold of me right away. I also think part of it is our honesty. You know, like you said, I cut to the chase, and I think that people find that pretty refreshing to have a contractor tell them, yeah, I'd like to sell you that, but it doesn't really go here. And so for us, it's not about, you know, this may sound dumb, but for me, it's not about the almighty dollar as much as it is, you know, doing a good service for somebody. And yeah, we got to get paid for that service, but on the same token, it's not about the sale. It's really more about the final completion end of it. And I personally don't want to sell you a door that is going to make me money that doesn't go well right there, or whether it's windows and, you know, I can sell you a great, huge, expensive window package, but if your home isn't congruent with that window package, then, you know, I'm not doing a good service for you. And I guess my concern is always that, you know, that even if I was to sell you something that didn't go there later on, you're, you know, maybe unhappy about it or whatever. It's just not good business.
Well, this is why I call S&I Remodeling the home of the repeat customer, right?
Yep, we do get a lot of repeat customers.
And sometimes you'll come in for a small project, and then they'll call you later on for a major remodel.
Well, we like the major remodels, but we also do the small ones as well. And it's certainly gotten more challenging as time goes on, believe it or not. You know, employees are hard to find, and you know, good service guys, good craftsmen, I know the difference. And it's not just a bada bing, bada boom, in and out.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Right. it's not just about getting the final payment. It really is about making sure that you get, I like to say, a 20-year project.
Well,
coming in and doing your kitchen or your bathroom, there's no reason why you should be doing any work on that room that I've now reconstructed for you for 20 years.
And you're a perfectionist. You do the final inspection, right?
I do. I go around and check the projects. I take photos, talk to the clients. But I'm also very active in the day-to-day, you know, ordering of materials, getting the guys out there. I do the project management and the scheduling of the service guys because I know who can do what well. So I'm trying to send you my best guy that does that project.
Tell me the advantages of hiring S&I Remodeling and the estimate.
You mean as far as how we're doing our
quotes? Yeah, how you do your estimates versus other people.
Well, it's pretty, we get down to counting the 2x4s. We're not the company that's going to come in and say, how's $20,000 sound? Oh, you don't like that number? How about 15? We get quotes from our subs. We count the 2x4s. We figure out the square footage on the sheetrock, and we put a real number together. And ultimately, the free estimate stage where we come out and do that quote, we want that to be as closest to reality as possible. I don't want to be the guy that says $500 for electrical and then your bill comes in at $2,000. There are some things that are unforeseen that you can't really pinpoint and put an exact dollar on. And, you know, electrical is one of those things. So if it's going to be $2,000, I want to put $2,000 in there and have it either be, I love it when it's less money. I think that clients, when you put a $2,000 electrical allowance in their project and all of a sudden it comes back at $1,700, they're pretty happy.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're like, wow, we got money back.
Right.
So I like that. I like giving money back because I know that you know, to them is, you know, an honesty thing and a fair thing.
Well, let me just say that, and people should know, S&R Remodeling does painting as well. I know that's not your major crux, but you do it. You painted my mom's house. Is that three years ago now? Maybe going on 3.5 years ago?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. There isn't, and I take a look around the house. My mom's passed away now, but my sister still lives there. I guess it's partly my house.